My name is Cale Clark, and these are the thoughts in my head. I'm intrigued around perspective. I have the ability to think about something in a way, as likely we all do, to think about something in a way that elicits fear, truly through my being, that feels scary and disempowering and makes me nervous. And I can flip that very same situation on its head and look at it in a way that feels much more relaxing and relieving and just something that just is just not so scary and feels a lot better. And I just am so intrigued that the same exact situation with the same exact people can go in either direction, just how much really is dependent upon perception. And I'm intrigued by this idea of, you know, are we choosing that perspective? Are we choosing it, or is there an actual truth of what's going on? You know, and it's a whole nother question entirely on whether or not it actually matters. But that's the thing. You know, if it doesn't matter, then who cares? And why not choose the one that feels better? I do think those things could take you in different directions. And also, what if it does matter? What if it does matter whether or not it's the truth of the experience? I mean, you can sit there and want to deny something that you might know or feel to be true, and it's probably not great. You still don't know how it's going to go, but it's an interesting consideration. And I suppose one has to really look at themselves honestly, identify what they're truly wanting, needing, how they're truly feeling, what their truthful relationship is to the experience. And that probably will answer a lot of questions. It just blows my mind that it's possible. I don't like it. I don't like having that much control, that much power, that much responsibility. Which, the irony of having a podcast that recently that was called Powerless, and acknowledging that reality. And I suppose those are two different things, because one is talking about perception alone and another one is talking about actual outcome and result. Even your perception of a situation is not going to change the result. I don't say that from a place of truth. I say it because it's what seemed true in the moment. And I think that it can be true sometimes, that perception doesn't change the result. And yet, I am sure there are plenty of situations, scenarios, experiences that once perception does in fact change the result, the outcome, what one does, who knows? Just a few thoughts in my head. Over and out.